welcome to this podcast from Christchurch Blackpool. For more information, please visit ccblackpool.co.uk.
Right, so this morning we are continuing in our church series, Church 1.0, but before I get into this, if you are in primary school or below, or really anyone, but really I'm only offering the sweets to the primary school age. Oh, you give me a sad look.
Yeah, harsh.
Harsh. Right, so Grace, would you like to come and get this? Yeah? And Elsie Grace? And Josiah and Zach? Actually, Zach, you take them. If anyone else wants to do it, they are very free to do it. So what I have done for you guys is, you only need to go and find a pen, which are at the back. So on these sheets, now some of you will be able to do all of this. So the older ones, you may be able to do all of this. The younger ones, you may not be able to do all that, but that's all right. But all I'm asking for you is to try your hardest. So on this sheet, I've given all of them away now, so I don't have an example. But on this sheet is a list of some words that I'm going to say an awful lot this morning. And what I want you to do is do your best to see if you can count how many times I say these words. If you don't get it exactly right, it's okay, but I want a rough idea how many times I say these words. I've also got on there, we have got this verse, which we are going to say this morning, which we're saying every morning over the next couple of weeks, but I've also got another verse that I'm going to quote from the Bible. And on your sheet, it's got that verse, but it's got a few words missing. So when it comes up there, I want you to look really carefully and see if you can copy down what is on there, the words that are missing. And then finally, what you've got is two pictures that I'd love you to draw. So today we're going to talk about eating together. So what I'd love you to be able to draw, or write, if you don't want to draw, you can write the old ones. You can draw a picture of, in one box, is a picture of your favourite food, your favourite meal. And the second thing is, this has been a bit of a weird year, hasn't it? Where we haven't been able to eat with people that we love. But I would love you to draw a picture of, or write down, who you would like to have a meal with. Now, it could be someone in your family, it could be a famous person, it can be the Queen. It can be, it doesn't matter. It can be anyone, but who would you really like to have a meal with? And I'd love you to draw that for me. So, and if you can do that, by the end, I have a chocolate that I will give to each one of you. And then if this works really well, we will do this in future weeks as well. So, let's get into it. Is this working? Yes, it is. You've drawn pizza. All right, okay. Don't tell me what you're drawing. You can show them at the end, all right? Right, great. Okay, so let's read our verse, our scripture that we've been doing. So it says, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to breaking of bread and to the prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes. They ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily who was being saved. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, God, I thank you, God. I thank you for this morning. I thank you for everything you spoke to us already, Lord Jesus. And I thank you for this written down account of what happened in the early church, Lord Jesus. And I pray, Lord God, that we continue to learn from this, what it looked like as these believers started to meet. Lord God, as we start again to meet back together, that we would learn what it means to be church, Lord God, what it means to be church together, to the things that these guys did. They didn't just do church, Lord God, they were the church, Lord God. I pray that we would learn that today. So, amen. So, over the past couple of weeks, we've seen about what it means to be church. We've seen that means that we learn what it is to be, what Jesus is, who Jesus is. We learn that he is actually a God full of grace and truth, and to be a people of grace and truth to be like him, which means that we love each other no matter what, which means we encourage each other to be more like Jesus, that we are gracious to one another, but we point each other always to Jesus, who is also truth as well. It also, as we looked at last week, it means that we are a people who love to worship, who love to sing, who love to shout, who love to praise the name of God. And we may not be able to do that fully here in this context, but you can shout, you can scream, you can sing as loud as you possibly like, off key, on key, it doesn't matter, in your own home, even now. And I can't wait for the day that we can take these masks off and just, you know, shout and worship and make a loud noise in a public space with everyone together. But also, when we read this passage, what we see and what we're looking at this week is that we see people who ate together. This was a massive part of being church, that they ate, here's your first one, food, together. You're on your toes, little kids.
You said Jesus.
Oh, I said Jesus. Oh, okay. Okay, I said Jesus a lot. Oh, there we go again.
Yeah, and you say Jesus.
I'm glad you're counting. I didn't even realize I'd done it. What we see, quite often when we read this chapter, is that we look at, we kind of ignore the fact that these guys ate together. We kind of just say, oh, well, that's kind of breaking bread, that's kind of worship. But no, they lived their lives daily together, eating together. And see, what we see is that being church actually meant eating together. Being church actually meant doing life together. You see, the reason why kind of over this like past year plus, it's felt really weird and really hard, you know, as we've not been able to go into each other's homes, as we've not been able to have people around for dinner, as we've not been able to do these things. It's not just a sense of, oh, I really like doing those things, I really miss having people around. Actually, it's because actually it's part of what we were made to do. It's part of what we were made to be in each other's lives, to have people around, to eat food together, to do life together around a table. And what we see, that's because that we were created in the image of God. God, who is three in one, who is Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and who has always been in perfect communion together. You see, when God created us at the very beginning, when he created us, he didn't create us because he was lonely. He didn't create us because he needed a friend or because he needed someone to talk to. No, he has always been in perfect communion with himself, and he created us to join in that communion with him. And you see, when we feed one another, it's probably the best expression of doing life together. When we feed one another, you see, you know, on a physical sense and on a biological sense, when you invite someone around and you give them food, you're giving them the proteins and the fats and the minerals and the vitamins that they literally need to live. But actually, there's something deeper than that. There's something more than that. You see, we all have our favourite foods, and we all have our favourite cooks. But actually, even in good company, bad food can be good. You know, there's something amazing about eating together. You see. And when we eat together, we sit down and we relax and we enjoy one another's company. And so what I want to do this morning is focus in on a few lines from the book of Matthew.
You know, we've already done it.
You've already done it?
Yeah.
Well, you don't know what my missing pieces are, though, do you?
No.
No, not yet. So we're going to focus in on these few lines from the book of Matthew. And giving the kids the verse first, eh? And so what we're going to see is how Jesus responded to life, how Jesus did his life. And what we're going to see is actually Jesus spent a lot of his life eating with people. So let's read this. It says, as Jesus went from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at a tax collector's booth. Follow me, he told him. And Matthew got up and followed him. While Jesus was having dinner at Matthew's house, many tax collectors and sinners came and ate with him and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they asked his disciples, "Who does your teacher eat with? Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" On hearing this, Jesus said, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice, for I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners." You guys got the bits that you need?
Yeah.
If you're not quite, it's going to come up in a bit, okay? We all right?
No.
I'll put it up at the end. If you've not quite got it, don't worry. Don't worry. But what we see is, actually, Jesus went around life. He went around sharing his life by eating with people. Everywhere in the gospel, what we see is that Jesus is inviting himself to people's houses. He's being invited to people's houses. There's no food, and he's miraculously creating food to eat with people. You see? And on, because what Jesus knew, actually, that eating with people was probably one of the best ways to share his life with them. And it's the same with us. To eat with people is probably one of the best ways to share our lives with people. So I've got 3 points I want to pull out of this passage. The first is, Jesus made a habit of eating with others. Because like I said, everywhere Jesus went, you read the Gospels, you don't have to read too much before you see Jesus eating with someone. Like I said, he's eating at Matthew's house. They're having a party, and you've got Matthew, and you've got all his friends and others who are there at his house, and Jesus is there eating with him. You've got tales like him and Zacchaeus, where Zacchaeus is hiding up a tree, and Jesus sees him. He says, "I'm gonna come to your house." He invites himself to Zacchaeus. You've got on the mountainside where he's been teaching all day, and then people are hungry, so he miraculously feeds 5,000 plus people in one go from a few fishes and loaves. See, Jesus is constantly going to places, being taken to places, making food for people to eat. And this was a man, when we read Jesus' life, what we see, this is a man who didn't just see eating as something you have to do. He saw eating as something he got to do to share with others. He was someone who shared his life with others by eating, and he made a habit everywhere he went of trying to eat with people. Now, this is a guy who set the three years of his life, set them aside to spend every moment, and the key moments of that were eating with his disciples, his friends. And so what I really would love you to take away from this is, okay, we've been through a strange year. Well, like I said, this hasn't been normal. It's been, stay away, don't go near people, keep your distance, don't go around to people's houses, keep 2 meters. But actually, as we start to come out of lockdown, as we start to be able to return to some sort of normality, what I'd love to encourage you is, let's start making a habit of eating together. Let's start making a habit. You may be tired this afternoon, so maybe this afternoon may not be a great option, but it's a sunny day. We can meet together. 2 families can get together. 6 of us can get together, and on a sunny day we can have a barbecue. We can eat outside. Whatever. We can do these things. So let me encourage you, where we've got out of the habit of doing this. Let's make an effort of trying to get into the habit of this. And actually, as a church, we really want to try and help everyone to be able to get into this habit of eating food together. And so on the 23rd of May. So the Monday before the 23rd is when the next roadmap step down. I don't really know how to say it, but you know what I mean. The lessening of restrictions happens. So on the following Sunday, the first Sunday after that, weather providing, obviously, please Jesus, may it be an amazing, amazing, glorious sunny day and not raining. But the plan is that we'd love to, for you guys, everyone, as many people as possible, to come here and then bring with you something to eat. And afterwards, we'll head down to Stargate, because it's always sandy, and that's probably the closest point. Park up there, go on the beach, and we can eat our food in groups of 30. There's more than 30 of us. We can do 2 groups of 30, no problem. But we can be together, and kind of rather than rush off back to our lives, we can spend time together on the beach, and we'd love to be able to do this more. We were talking this week, me and Julian, actually, it'd be great, some sort of ideas for over summer, and it'd be lovely to be able to, as kind of the restrictions kind of hopefully go mainly in towards the beginning of the summer holidays, that it'd be great to have some open houses to be able to just say, on Wednesday night, we're going to go around to such and such's house, and we're going to have a barbecue or whatever, or we're all going to go to the park, we're all going to go to the beach, and we'd love to be able to incorporate this back into our daily lives. And actually, as we go on in church, I'd love for more and more Sundays that actually afterwards, rather than, right, it's time, let's pack up, let's go, to actually be able to say, no, we booked the hall for a lot longer, we're going to stay, we can eat if you want, and we can just chill and be in one another's presence. So guys, let's make a habit of eating together. I'm excited about this, and I hope you are. Secondly, Jesus shared his life with food. I've already alluded to this a little bit, but what Jesus fully embodied, there's this passage in Deuteronomy that says, you know, it talks about raising your kids, and it says, you know, share with your kids, basically share with your kids the gospel, share with your kids the good news when they're going to sleep, when they're waking up, when you're walking by the road, when you're lying down. And Jesus kind of fully embodied this by sharing about himself everywhere he went. And what we see, actually, is that no better place did he do this than when he was eating with them, eating together with them. And let me say, when we eat with people, we share ourselves with them. We share ourselves with them. You see, just think of a Sunday, for example. It can so often be we arrive. You know, yes, you might chat with someone or whatever, and then we stand up, we worship, we listen to a preach, and then we go home. But when we say no, we're going to eat together, we can then relax. There's no sort of sense of, oh, I need to rush off to feed the kids, or I've got a chicken in the oven or whatever. There's a sense of actually we get to be with one another, we get to relax and really share our lives, just like Jesus would stop and he would share his life through food. And finally, number three, Jesus ate with anyone and everyone. See, Jesus made people feel at ease when they were around, didn't he? He said that I didn't come to condemn the world. But I came to save it. You know, he made everyone feel welcome, from those who the world saw as the dross of society, those who the world saw with the down and out, to those who everyone looked up and said, these are the people to try and be like. He mixed with everyone and made them all feel comfortable in his presence. And from all walks of life. And my hope, my prayer is that we would be like that. See, what it means to be church, what it means to be church, is that we are able to make people feel comfortable. We don't come across as condemning or judgmental. And I'd love, and the way we get to do that is by being real with people, being able to open up to people, being able to share our lives with people. And if you haven't got it by now, I believe that a massive way of doing that is by eating together, by eating food together. And like I said, and my prayer is in this next season, is that we wouldn't be a people who are rushing from thing to thing to thing to thing, but actually we'd be able to sit down and eat with one another. Because I think that what we see in Jesus' life is that sharing food for Jesus was sharing life. When Jesus shared food with people, he shared his life with them. And you know, when we share our lives with people, we share Jesus. Because Jesus is Christian. Jesus lives in you. Jesus is in you. Christ is in you. The hope of glory is within you. And when you stop and you spend time with people, they get to know you, and they get to therefore know the God who lives inside you, Jesus Christ. See, when we stop, when we share food with people, people get to see our lives. We share our lives with people. And when we share our lives with people, people get to see the Christ, Jesus, who is within us. You see, and that's my prayer, that's my hope. You see, this is what we see in this passage, right at the end. If you didn't manage to get it first time round, there it is. But if you see in this passage, see, that many people, that Jesus came, Jesus ate. You see, get a very clear sense here that Jesus came, called Matthew. He came and he spent time with Matthew, eating with Matthew and Matthew's friends, because he came to seek and save them. And that's my prayer, that as we spend time, as we stop, as we eat, as we share our lives with others, that they would bump into Jesus who is within us. Amen? Yeah. So I'm going to pray, and do you want to end us on a song? I did actually also say, probably not this week. But Jesus, I just want to thank you, God, for your modeling. God, Jesus, you modeled the fact that we could do community, that we could share our lives with each other, and you did that through food. God, and I pray that this would be a church where we share our lives together through food. God, that I pray, God, for Sundays to come where we eat, where we bring food, where we provide for people to come and just eat and relax and spend the afternoon together as a church, not just come to sing some songs and to hear a message, but to spend time and enjoying one another's company. God, I pray for picnics on the beach. God, I pray for times in the park as families. Lord God, I pray for times in each other's homes. Lord God, I pray, God, that it won't be long until we can have houses full of people, God, full of people who can enjoy one another's company. Lord Jesus, I pray right now. God, I pray for the Wrights and their house move. God, I pray, God, that will go smoothly, and actually that they would have a house, God, that they would be able to eat and share life with. God, I pray for Hannah and Adam, Lord Jesus. I pray that you would bless them in their house move. Lord God, if this isn't a house, Lord Jesus, I know that's sad, Lord God, and things, Lord God, but I pray, Lord God, that you give them a better place, Lord Jesus, and actually that would be a place where they'd be able to serve, they'd be able to have people around, Lord God, they'd be able to share and do life with others, Lord God, and everyone else, Lord Jesus, in our homes and our situations, Lord Jesus. I pray, God, that we'd be a church that loves food, that loves to eat together, that loves to share our lives and therefore share you with Jesus. Right, let's worship, and then I want to see what the kids have done.
Thank you for listening. For more information, downloads and podcasts, please visit ccblackpool.com.